This podcast, thanks to the REDAC Advanced Learning Skills course, April 15 and 16, where students will discover the skills to become effective, efficient, and confident learners. Visit redak.com.au.
Well, here we go again. Another one bites the dust. The Chevalier Group, a Chinese conglomerate with interests in cars and construction, has bought the Mauritius Group, Australia's largest fruit and vegetable wholesaler. Chevalier has purchased a 70% stake in Mauritius for $210 million. The deal was approved by the Foreign Investment Review Board, always compliant. Mauritius supply local supermarkets, including Woolworths and Coles, and greengrocers, and also have interests in growing, processing and packaging fruit and vegetables. They've done it brilliantly. Needless to say, Chevalier says it wants to boost Mauritius' exports to China, where it already has an existing relationship with CRE, China's largest supermarket chain. I suppose this deal will be characterised as another Chinese investment in Australia's interest. It's not an investment, it's a purchase, just as so-called investments in Cubby Station and other Australian agricultural properties are purchases. Why are we continuing to compromise our food security in this way? Australian investors are not allowed to own agricultural land in China, or even own a stake in mining, steelmaking or telecommunications in China. Yet foreigners already own 11% of Australian sheep, wheat and beef farms, 9% of water entitlements, 50% of wheat exports, 50% of milk processing, 60% of raw sugar milling and 40% of beef production. Add to that now control of a large section of the fruit and vegetable market. Will someone please stand up for the national interest?